In this episode of Bonding Through Critical Thinking, we're diving into an essential topic, building resilience by teaching children to embrace failure as a step toward success. As fathers, it's natural to want to shield our children from the sting of failure, but in doing so, we might inadvertently deny them life's valuable lessons. Resilience, or our ability to bounce back after setbacks, is not just a trait. It's a skill we can pass on to our children. It's foundational to child development and their future success. Many children fear failure, often equating it to a reflection of their self-worth. Some might even avoid trying new things altogether to escape the embarrassment of not succeeding. It's imperative for us as fathers to dispel these misconceptions early on. Failure is not the end. It's an opportunity for growth and learning. We must teach our children to view failure not as a negative outcome, but as a valuable teacher. How can we do this? The first step is creating a safe and supportive home environment. Encourage your kids to try new things, to take risks, and to express their thoughts and ideas openly without fear of ridicule. Let me share a personal story to illustrate this concept. I remember a time when my own daughter attempted to build a homemade kite, and despite several tries, it simply wouldn't fly. Instead of focusing on the failed attempts, we sat together, analyzed what went wrong, and kept experimenting. Eventually, she made a kite that soared high in the sky. What did we learn from this? Each error was a stepping stone to improvement. These experiences taught her patience, perseverance, and critical thinking, but they also brought us closer as we navigated the challenge together. To frame failure as a learning opportunity, involve your children in reflection. After something hasn't worked out, ask them, "What can we try differently next time?" This encourages them to think critically and develop problem-solving skills. Another fantastic technique is incorporating engaging activities that build resilience. Something as simple as playing strategy games or tackling puzzles can significantly enhance their ability to think on their feet and adapt to changing circumstances. Remember, it's not just about overcoming the game or puzzle, but about fostering resilience in those teachable moments. Encouragement and positive reinforcement are cornerstones of developing a growth mindset. Celebrate the effort they put in and the lessons they learn, regardless of the outcome. Say things like, "I loved how you didn't give up," or "That was a great idea. Let's see how we can tweak it." By doing this, you're not only reinforcing their confidence, but also teaching them that effort and learning are more important than merely succeeding. Be mindful of the emotions associated with failure. It's natural for both children and fathers to feel disappointed or frustrated. Address these emotions directly and model how to manage them. Share your own experiences with failure and how you overcame them. This not only humanizes the idea of failure, but also shows your children that struggling is part of the journey to success. The long-term benefits of instilling resilience are immense. You'll be equipping your children with critical thinking and problem-solving skills that will serve them well throughout their lives. They'll be better prepared to handle setbacks and view challenges with a solution-oriented mindset. As a father, reflecting on your personal experiences with failure and sharing those stories can have a profound impact on your children. It helps them see that resilience is a skill developed over time and through experience. As we wrap up today's discussion, I hope you've gleaned some valuable insights into how you can better prepare your children to face failures with courage and resilience. Remember, the aim here is not just to teach them essential life skills, but to also deepen your bond through shared experiences and the art of critical thinking. Thank you for tuning in to Bonding Through Critical Thinking. I look forward to sharing more strategies in our upcoming episodes that will enhance your connection with your kids. Until next time, keep creating those memorable moments and teaching those valuable lessons.